Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see the setup for the draft this year in Vegas?
What are they going to do? They're going to do it in a pool? What are these guys going to come out in bathing suits? I mean, what's going on?
The stage is on the water at the Bellagio Fountains.
Wow.
So this
are we going, by the way, tonight?
What do you think?
Well, have we discussed it yet?
No, we haven't discussed it. We have to pitch it. What if we pay? Why would you offer that right out of the gate?
Of course. It's the only way we're going to get there.
No, you offer that later. You don't do that
what,
right
after
away.
After he says, though?
Yes.
Why do you want to go to Vegas for? What are you going there for?
Don't offer that.
The draft.
No, we should go to Vegas for the draft.
Go for the draft.
And we should definitely talk about it, but let's not offer paying for it at first.
All right.
If push comes to shove, right. Look, it's not wouldn't be the first time.
No, of course.
L.A. for the Chargers.
Oh,
that's
don't
right.
Even start.
L.A. for the San Diego Chargers.
Don't even start.
Indianapolis. I mean, right. It's been done.
Please.
And it would be cool.
To
but...
pay for the hotel across the street. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
But this stage, here's a mock-up of it. They're making the stage
a
boat.
This.
You saw this?
Oh, they're making the stage a boat? And what are they going to do? They're going to bring the guys on a boat over
the
there?
The stage is like on the water, so it's not a floating boat. But a boat is going to be used for each kid that was drafted to get to the stage. So they're being brought to the stage on a boat. I mean, I don't know if it's amazing or horrible. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know. I remember the old days when it would just be a Radio City every year, and that was it. Call it a day.
Those days, I used to go every year.
Yeah.
There was a time, and it used to be on Saturday afternoon, too,
right.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I used to go every year. I actually like it now better that the first round's on a Thursday night.
I like
that a lot better.
I actually do like that they tour the country because I think it's cool for markets to see the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And the more I look at this setup, it's going to be cool to watch on TV.
I've never been to Il Bellagio.
You never been there?
I haven't been to Vegas in a while. No, I've never been. No. I mean, I've walked past it, but I've never been in.
Here's the thing about Vegas. And I don't know if you feel this way. I love it because I like to play blackjack for a little bit.
You'd be allowed to.
Right, and I'd play for a little
who
bit.
Would stop?
And then no one would stop. My wallet would stop.
I mean, outside of the money situation, of course.
I'm not going to lose
everything.
I mean,
nobody's going to, put it, you can't play.
No.
I mean, come on.
We don't work for the NFL, so yes, we're allowed to do that.
Right.
But I love Vegas. It's beautiful. The lights. It's never closed. But after about a day and a half, I just feel dirty.
Well, we'd only
I feel
be there
very
a couple
dirty.
Days.
No, you're right.
No,
that's
I would
why.
Not feel dirty. I'd be playing golf somewhere.
Well, that's different.
There's 8 million courses.
You take a different approach to Vegas.
It's totally different.
I think if you spend time on the strip.
I'm not a big gambler. I mean, I really am not. I'd be going in it for the weather and to play. That's really why I would go.
And that's why you wouldn't feel dirty.
No,
but I'm telling you,
I understand.
Staying in the hotels, eating buffets, gambling, because I've spent days there just gambling.
Yeah.
And it's after a while, I just feel dirty.
If that's all you're doing, then there's only so long you can stay.
Exactly.
There. I mean, I do agree. And it's very, and let's be honest, Vegas is very expensive.
Yes, it can be.
It's extremely expensive. I mean, forget, we're not even gambling, it's expensive.
Yeah, it can be. Can add up, but you're right.
Yes.
Even the gambling only makes it worse.
Right.
But a very creative setup by the NFL for the draft.
Very creative.
The NFL makes everything a big deal. They really do. They made the combine.
Is the opening night Thursday game going to be the Raiders just because it's in Vegas?
No. Why would it be?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be the champ.
Well,
it's going to be the Chiefs.
Well, that's what they should do.
That'd be my assumption.
Well, they should. I remember last year what they did with the Packers and the Bears.
Yeah. Well, they could do. That was different. That was a different
circumstance.
No, because
it was the 100th year and the oldest rivalry. I get it.
What you could do, even though it doesn't have the same effect, is if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, you could go Raiders, Chiefs in Kansas City.
Could do that.
Debut with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right, right, right. You could do that.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
Right.
We'll see. What's your first feel for this game? My first feel is the Chiefs. That's like my gut coming out of it. Yeah, who's gonna
win the game? I haven't even thought about it yet. I saw it down to one, the number.
Yeah.
I bet you that game goes off even money almost.
It could.
Very close game.
You know what game went off as a pick'em, by the way? At least in some quarters. Because I had read yesterday, there's never been a pick'em Super Bowl. I had read that the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl was a pick'em.
Yeah, it sounds right.
So that was very close.
The Seahawks were the defending champions. I mean, it does sound right.
It also depends where you're getting the number from.
Right, right.
What book or what app.
I don't know yet. I don't know how I feel yet. You know? Because, again, you got this unbelievable offensive football team going up against a top-flight defense. And they just run the ball so well. Are the Chiefs going to be able to stop that running game? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this game. I don't know yet. I got to see. It's still 2 weeks away. So.
Think about this with Kansas City, and they were not a great run defense throughout the season. They stopped Tennessee enough to beat them. They stopped the Ravens enough earlier during the regular season to beat them.
They did.
So they have competed with teams that can run the football, and they've beaten them. The concern I have for Kansas City is the last 2 weeks, they have gotten off to brutal starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've overcome it.
Both times.
God bless them. Good for them. It worries me that if you get off to another sloppy start with drops and penalties, because those are the two things that really killed them over the last 2 weeks, or at least killed them at first the last 2 weeks, I don't know if you're going to be able to recover doing and making those mistakes against flat out a better football team. I think the Niners are just a better football team than the teams the Chiefs have played the last 2 weeks.
No question about it. First of all, to me, Houston is one of those teams that's they're very thin. They're very paper. They're a paper kind of team.
They proved to be,
I don't want to say gutless. I don't want to use that word, but they're very paper type of team, you know?
And
there's
very little
toughness there with Houston.
I'll give you a theory that usually you would say, and I'll see if you buy this.
Yeah, go ahead.
When a team is breaking a curse or a drought, when they finally get through that first part, they seal the deal. Whether it was the Red Sox getting past the Yankees, they still had to win a World Series.
That's true.
They did it.
So that's what that's your feeling with the
that's
Chiefs?
That's my just a weird kind of karma
that makes
gut.
Sense.
And the Cubbies.
And it is 50 years. So, I mean, there is some, you know, the fact that it is, I mean, it's a perfect 50-year deal for them. You know, Andy Reid hasn't won yet. There's a lot of going on there.
Yeah.
But I just haven't. I don't know yet. I don't know.
Well, you know what? You're being smart. You're not thinking about it too much because we still have 2 weeks before the freaking
so
game.
Much, you know, let me see. Let me see how I feel going forward. How about this war of words between Richard Sherman and Revis?
Yes.
How about that? I read this today.
Well, this has continued because I mentioned to you a couple weeks ago about how Darrelle Revis had just randomly talked about how great he was on Twitter. Remember that?
Right.
And Ernie said, I don't have a
problem with
Kyrie.
It.
There's a difference between the two. Don't get me started.
I understand.
But Darrelle, for whatever reason, has been kind of battling his legacy with Pete. I don't know.
Why? Why does he need to defend himself?
Because the one thing that I thought about before Sherman ever uttered a word was, and I love Darrelle, I say this with peace and love, is that Richard Sherman's playing at a level at this age that Revis wasn't able to accomplish.
Richard Sherman's is clearly a Hall of Fame corner. I don't think
they
there's
both
any.
Are.
No, well, Revis, we know that. But I'm just saying, I mean, Sherman to me definitely is.
But why pick a fight?
I don't get that. Why do you, you know, you're one of the best that ever did it. Sherman, like I said, is clearly a Hall of Famer. What are we arguing here?
That he doesn't go after every top receiver the way Darrelle did. And Darrelle did that, and Sherman doesn't. That's his problem.
It becomes like a peeing contest.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know.
Everybody's measuring.
I mean, what are we doing?
You know what I mean?
No, well, I was going to say that, but I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble.
But
you know what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
And it doesn't come across well.
Who cares?
It doesn't come across. First of all, Revis, your resume speaks for itself.
Of course.
You're a Hall of Famer.
Of course.
And to go after a guy in Sherman who's playing at a very high level.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is.
No, Sherman's tremendous.
He's having a tremendous season at this age.
Well, he got on him just because he got beat on that one play by Devontae Adams.
That's not fair. Revis has gotten beat before.
I saw Randy Moss beat him a few times. I can tell you that.
Well, it also started with that Revis would travel and go and cover a top receiver all the time. Sherman hasn't done that.
Right.
So I just think, you know, when I saw it, my thought was it's unfortunate. Like, why get involved in the row? And I get Sherman defending himself. I don't really have an issue with Sherman. Sherman's a great player.
You know, you've accomplished, and this stuff bothers me, seriously. And it's not, it's, you know, it's in any walk of life. I mean, you know, this guy did what he did. You were a great player. Your time's up. This guy's still playing, and he's playing at a high level. He's a great player, too. Just move on.
Yeah.
I mean, just
enjoy
what you were. That's it.
There's no reason to try to.
Oh, I'm better than him, or he's better than me, or I did this and you couldn't do that, and I do this. I mean, come on, we got to stop.
No, well,
it's painful.
I think the competitiveness, because this is the argument Ernie made when I brought this up a few weeks ago, when Revis was not debating anybody, he was just putting his own resume out there for how great he was. It's competitors like to always prove and battle how great they are.
I understand.
They never want to give that up, and both are great. Both should end up in the Hall of Fame.
Well,
and
I don't think there's any question.
I don't think
I think they're both Hall of Famers. I mean, that's a given.
And Sherman, what he's doing right now is just enhancing his legacy, because when he signed with San Francisco 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever it was, I never thought.
Right. You didn't think he's going to be playing like he is now and helping them get to a Super Bowl.
I did not think that. No.
Right.
So it's enhanced his legacy even more, but it's one of the beauties of Twitter and one of the negatives of Twitter. You would never get this 20 years ago because there would be no way to get this. You know, you wouldn't have a debate between a former player and a current player unless you got them both on TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it is one of the cool things about Twitter, But in a situation like this, it makes our guy Darrell look bad. I love Darrell. Yeah, makes him look bad.
No, it does.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.